This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of the slew of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar. The Prime Minister undertook a ride in Namo Bharat train. A 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4 was also inaugurated on the occasion. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro rail network. He emphasized that during the current tenure of their government, India will have the second largest metro network in the world. Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed a rally at Swarnjayanti Park in Rohini. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for the development of Delhi. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will meet his US counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. There will be extensive discussions including matters related to critical and emerging technology and other bilateral issues during the National Security Advisor's meeting. Briefing media last week, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the relationship between India and the US is extensive, with continuous and detailed discussions taking place between both sides. He added that although the current US administration is nearing the end of its term, the strength of this relationship is evident in such exchanges and visits even during this period. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is also scheduled to visit Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh announced that Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. Three crew members were killed after a helicopter of the Indian Coast Guard crashed at Porbandar Airport runway in Gujarat yesterday. The helicopter was on a routine training sortie. It had two pilots and one aircrew diver at the time of incident. The Indian Coast Guard, ICG, said in a statement that the reasons leading to the incident are being investigated by a board of inquiry. ICG saluted the three brave souls who laid down their lives in the line of service to the nation. Bone-chilling cold wave conditions continued to sweep across North India, with dense fog being witnessed in several parts, bringing life to a near standstill in the region. Movement of several trains and flights were affected in these areas due to low visibility caused by dense fog. In the national capital, around 50 trains were delayed at New Delhi Railway Station, while around 100 flights at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi were impacted. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. With this victory, Australia have also qualified for the final of the ICC World Test Championship 2023-25. They will face South Africa in the final, which is to be held in June this year. In Hockey India League, the Tamil Nadu Dragons registered their first outright win as they blanked the UP Rudras 2-0 at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. And that is the end of this news bulletin.